we give Jesus the praise today as we come on the Just a Vessel Prayer and Bible Study Life podcast. I welcome you in, people of God. I welcome you in Jesus' name as we go into the word of the Lord. We are doing Bible talk today in Jesus' name. I just thank God in advance for how he's about to move. Hallelujah. I believe he's going to move in a mighty way in this Bible talk in Jesus' name. God bless you, people of God, that's coming in on tonight. I love you in Jesus' name. And I just thank God for being here on another episode, another podcast, another live in Jesus' name, another time to get in the presence of the Lord and to learn more about him in Jesus' name. For he wants us to learn of him. So what better way to learn of him than to go into his word? All right, people of God, as we go into his word, we're going to pray in Jesus' name. We're going to pray the Lord's Prayer before we go into Bible talk in Jesus' name. I pray that all is well with you, that your day is going well, and that you're doing well. And I just thank God for bringing you here today. All right. So repeat after me. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. So today's Bible talk. God bless you. If you're just coming in, God bless you. Thank you for being here on today, joining us on the Just a Vessel Prayer and Bible Study Live podcast. If it's your first time, if it's your second time, if it's your third time, whichever time it may be, I just welcome you in. Okay. Our Bible talk today is going to be in 1 Peter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. Okay? 1 Peter chapter 1. And this is where we're going to be at today. And we're going to be in the NLT version right now. So I'm going to be reading 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 through verse 2 to you right now. Or just verse 2, actually. Just verse 2. All right. And then we're going to talk about 1 Peter chapter 1. Bible talk. This is a series that we started a while ago as the Lord led me. And we are picking a verse or two, or we're picking a today of the Lord led me to pick a chapter. So we picked a chapter and we're going to talk about a little bit in this chapter, you know, what's going on here, what the word of God is saying, because the Lord speaks to us through his word. So we call it Bible talk. All right. So if you could, if you're there already, we're going to read verse 2. So look at verse 2 for me. It says, God the Father knew you and chose you long ago, and his spirit has made you holy. As a result, you have obeyed him and have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. May God give you more and more grace and peace in Jesus' name. Because we're growing in grace, right? As we grow in the Lord, we're growing in grace. So he said, may God give you more and more grace and peace. Hallelujah. So this is the Apostle Peter here. He had some help in this, in 1 Peter. He had some help of Silas. But right here is the Apostle Peter in Jesus' name. As the apostle greeted his friends, okay, he was greeting his friends here. He reminded them of how they stood in relation to the Treon God. Treon, which means three in one. God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hey, Malik, how you doing? God bless you, man. My brother, love you, man, in Jesus' name. Thank you for coming in on today. Okay, our God who is three in one. They were chosen by God the Father. So you got to know that you are chosen by God the Father. Hallelujah. Why are you chosen? Because of Jesus Christ. He came down from heaven in Jesus' name and died for your sins. So now that you can be cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ and renewed by the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, who is at work in your hearts. So now this is what happens. He was letting them know that now that they were chosen by God the Father, because he said God the Father knew you and chose you long ago, and his Spirit has made you holy. Okay, so before the foundation of the world, we know that God chose us already. He had a plan. He had a purpose by sending his son to die on the cross for us and by raising him up from the dead. So now that he lives in Jesus' name, so now that he can live within us through the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name, hallelujah. We thank God for that, because it's only because of the sprinkling of the blood. Somebody say the sprinkling of the blood, that we are able to be forgiven. The sprinkling, I want you to put this down or take this, really take this in. The sprinkling of the blood equals forgiveness. I'm gonna pin that. The sprinkling of the blood. This equals forgiveness because we're cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. When we come to him in faith, when we come to God be the glory, man. When we come to him in faith, believing that he is who he says he is, believing in Jesus' name, that when we admit that we are a sinner, when we confess our sins to him, that he hears us, that he sees us in Jesus' name, and that he has already done the work for us so that we can be washed clean, so that our sins can be washed away and to be remembered no more. When we believe that by faith and we repent, really repent and turn away. Repent means to turn away from your sins and turn completely to God for help. In Jesus' name, when you come to him in prayer, you're already, in Jesus' name, you're already believing. When you come to him in prayer, you're already believing that he can cleanse you. You're already, that's faith right there. When you come to pray to God, when you come and you humble yourself and pray, that's faith right there in Jesus' name. And I thank the Lord for revealing that to me through my spiritual mother, Pastor Lula Dixon. When you come to him in prayer, in Jesus' name, even humbling yourself to confess and admit that you have sinned, to admit that you have done wrong to the Lord, that is faith right there. Because you believe in a God that you cannot see. That's faith. That's faith. Hebrews 11 and 1 says what? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In Jesus' name, we may serve a God that we don't see physically, but we believe in him spiritually. We believe in Jesus' name that he is real. We believe that he has already done the work for us. And by the sprinkling of the blood, I am forgiven. By the sprinkling of the blood, I am cleansed. By the sprinkling of the blood, I am able to come before the Father and to pray and to let him do the work in me in Jesus' name. Because he gives me grace on grace, grace after grace. I continue to grow in grace as I submit to his Spirit in Jesus' name. You got to know that Jesus loves you and that his grace is sufficient for you. So whatever you have done, whatever in Jesus' name, you may think cannot be cleaned up by Jesus, he can surely clean you up. I'm coming to tell you today that he can clean you up. If he cleaned me up, I know he can clean you up in Jesus' name. No matter what you have done, because we haven't lived perfect lives. We're not perfect people in Jesus' name. I know I'm not. I just got a math question wrong. I just got a math question wrong in class today in Jesus' name. So I'm telling you, we're not perfect. We mess up. All right. But that's why we got Jesus. The perfect. He was the perfect sacrifice. The perfect sacrifice. He was the only one who could have did it for us. Okay? So now we know this. So we too enjoy these privileges if we have surrendered our lives to God. We talk about surrenders. It does take that surrender. In Jesus' name, we talk about lifting our hands. When we lift our hands, we just don't lift our hands just to lift our hands. We lift our hands because we surrender. In Jesus' name. If you think about somebody getting stopped by the police and the police start to, you know, point their gun at them. And this is just an example now. Don't take it too deep. But when they point their gun at them, you know, if they trying to surrender, they're not going to fight back with them. They're going to lift their hands like in surrenders, right? So what we do in Jesus' name, we surrender our all to Jesus. We open up our heart in Jesus' name. We surrender our mind. We surrender our will, our way. We surrender in Jesus' name our bodies so that he can use us for his glory. Hallelujah. So that he can, you, we can step into the calling that he has called us to do in Jesus' name, because we all want and have a purpose in Jesus. We all want a purpose. You know, when you think about anybody, we're trying to like find purpose in life, right? You know, everybody wants to have some kind of purpose and trying to find something, you know, what's my thing? You know, what am I good at? And the Lord gives us gifts, hallelujah, through the Holy Spirit, so that he can use us for his glory. He uses those gifts that he has given us. He's put it on the inside of you in Jesus' name so it can be used for his glory. He has not put it there so you can just sit on the gift. But when he continues to do this work in you, as you continue to surrender to his will and his way and submit to his spirit, then he will start to use you for his glory. But first, he has to clean you by the blood of Jesus. You have to believe and know that the sprinkling of the blood is what brings you before him. It's not nothing you have done. Hallelujah. It's not nothing that you could have done that could have got your salvation, that could have made you right with God. But the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and the resurrection. Okay, so knowing that Jesus loves you no matter what, that God the Father has chosen you even before the foundation of the world. So know that in Jesus, we have received salvation. That salvation is our hope. Eternal life is our hope. Okay? In verses 3 through verse 6 now, because we're looking in 1 Peter 1, and we're not going to go through the whole chapter, but we're going to go through some of it. Okay? In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 through verse 6, Peter praised our Father God for the free gift of his loving grace. It's a free gift. It's a free gift. He's given us grace after grace, grace after grace after grace, and it's free. It's free. I'm going to give you another example. If you think about someone who has committed a crime, and that criminal, they go on trial, right? They may be facing some charges. They may have done some things, you know, that they have broken the law. And when they go before the judge, and this crime that they may have committed, this crime may have been a crime that usually this person is in jail for life. You know, they could have murdered somebody. You know what I mean? Okay, look at this. If the judge, because the judge has the power, right? So if the judge is like, you know, look, we're not going to give you life, but we're going to give you a few years, you know, we're gonna let you off easy. What that judge is showing that criminal that has done so many wrong things, that has surely broken the law, the judge is showing that criminal grace. Hallelujah. He's showing, or she is showing, that criminal grace. This is the grace that God has shown us through Jesus Christ. That although we were criminals, although we were enemies, they say we were enemies to God. In Jesus' name, because of sin, because of our first parents, Adam and Eve, who committed that sin. In Jesus' name, if the Bible declares it's Adam's sin. So for the sin of this one man, Adam, caused death to rule over many, Romans 5 and 17. But even greater is God's wonderful grace and his gift of righteousness. For all who receive it will live in triumph over sin and death. Ooh, through this one man, Jesus Christ, the one man stepped in. The one man might have messed up, but the one man stepped in so that you can be saved, so that you can have salvation, so the sprinkling of the blood can bring you before the Father every single time. Every single time you mess up, you can run back to him in Jesus' name, and he'll be right there to clean you up, because his grace is sufficient for you, because his strength is made perfect in your weakness. You got to know in the mighty name of Jesus that in the Bible, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 through verse 10. This is what it says, people of God. In Jesus' name. Each time he said, and he was speaking, hallelujah, let's go there. Each time he said, because I want y'all to really see this right here. Go to 2 Corinthians. If you got your Bibles, go to 2 Corinthians. Because this is where the Lord is leading me. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 through verse 10. Yes, God bless y'all. Thank y'all so much. To God be all the glory. He's so awesome. I got to tell how good he's been in Jesus' name and spread his word. Because how will the people know? How will they know if nobody don't tell? But I give Jesus all the praise, the glory, the honor. Hallelujah. So this is Paul right here. He was going through a vision in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 through verse 10. And I know this is not where the Bible talk is at, but I want you to see this. Three different times, he said, I beg the Lord to take it away. He was going through this vision and this thorn in his flesh. But each time, three times he said to Paul, the Apostle Paul, each time he said, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I'm glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses and in the insults, hardships, persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Where you are weak, you are strong in Jesus. That's why we can't do this thing on our own. But we need Jesus. We need his strength. We need the power of Christ to work through us so that we can be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, so that we can fight the good fight of faith, so that we can endure unto the end. And the Bible says, hallelujah, Matthew 24 and 13, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. You got to know that if you endure to the end, this hardship you might be going through, and we're going back to 1 Peter 1. Hallelujah. You got to go back and look at 1 Peter 1 now, because when you go through the trials, it says the trials, these fiery trials that you go through in Jesus' name, it's just to purify your faith, even though your faith is more precious than gold. Just how gold goes through the fire to be purified and take all the impurities out. You are going through the fire. You're going to go through trials. You're going to go through persecutions, hardships, and troubles because you're suffering for Christ in Jesus' name. You're going to go through insults and people talking about you and not liking you and not understanding you. Hallelujah. But you got to know that when you suffer for Christ, that in the end, if you endure, if you hang on, if you keep the faith and you stay strong, for when you are weak, then you are strong. You can make it. And nothing to be able to hold you down. In Jesus' name. I decree and declare for it to be so. And I believe that the Lord is strengthening someone today. And someone may have came in here weak, feeling weak, just feeling like, you know, I have no strength. I can't go on. You know, I don't know who to turn to. I just feel like I keep messing up. And I just keep going back to that thing that I thought I was delivered from, or that maybe I just have a craving for. But you just got to know. Hallelujah. Once you give it over to Jesus, everything that you go through is just a testing of your faith, to test if you really love him and to make you stronger in the faith. So know that his grace is sufficient for you. His grace is all that you need. And where you are weak, he is strong. And that he can help you to overcome this thing. He can help you by his grace. By his grace. No sin shall be able to hold you down. Romans 6 and 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you. For ye are not under the law, but ye are under grace. Hallelujah. The sprinkling of the blood equals forgiveness. Just lift your hands in his presence. Just lift your hands and receive this grace that you are under. No, 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 no. that there is nothing that can separate you from God. In Jesus' name. It may feel like the sin is just pulling you away from God, because sin does separate us from God if we indulge in it, if we let it. But God is going to give you the power to tell that devil no when he comes to tempt you. He's going to give you the power, because the power of Christ is going to work through you, because his grace is all you need. In Jesus' name, because you are forgiven. You are chosen. You were chosen before the foundation of the world. Jesus loves you. And nobody can take that away from you. Not even the devil himself. He already know that. That's why he's coming at you like he is. So embrace that love by obedience, commitment, and aligning yourself with his will, aligning yourself with his word, aligning yourself with his way. And that takes surrenderance. Hallelujah. That takes humbleness, people of God, to be able to admit that I need somebody to lead me. I need some help in this thing. Your help will come from Jesus if you look to the hills from which cometh your help. Psalm 121, verse 1 through verse 2. And I'm going to leave you with this. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to pray for you, people of God. I'm going to let you go. Hallelujah. I lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The same God who made the heavens and the earth is the same God that is with you. It's where your help can come from if you let him help you. He's already with you. He said he would never, he said in his word, he'll be with us always, even unto the end of the world. His word declares he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So he's always with you. But now he just wants you to reach out to him. Just reach up and grab him. Reach up and give him a hug in the spirit. In Jesus' name. Okay? Because he loves you and he wants you. He has already chosen you before the foundation of the world. So now, it's time to have the faith with the works. Faith with the works. So now we got to do something. So let's pray, people of God. Let's come before the Lord in faith. As we know that prayer is an act of faith, showing that we believe that he hears us, that he sees us, that he's watching over us, and that he is attentive to our prayers. Hallelujah. For the Bible said the Lord is attentive to the prayers of the righteous, and that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. For our prayers are not in vain if we pray with sincerity. In Jesus' name, God can do a work in us right there in prayer. It may not seem like nothing is moving, but it's moving in the spirit. And then it's going to come unto the natural as you continue to apply that work with your faith. So we come before the Lord today. Lord, we come before you just saying thank you. Thank you for the sprinkling of the blood. Thank you for your holy presence. Thank you for deciding, hallelujah, God, for sending your son, your only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You sent him so that he can die for us. So now, God, we know that we have to die for you. We have to die to ourselves, die to simple pleasures, die to the things of this world and the lust of this flesh, the pride of life, the lust of the eyes, in Jesus' name. And we got to die daily, because if not, this flesh will take over. But oh God, I come today to pray over your people right now. They shall die to their flesh. They shall die to self in Jesus' name. they shall be crucified with you, O God. Because, O God, if we are crucified with him, we know that we shall live with him. In Jesus' name. And their spirit man shall live. They shall not be walking around here living after the flesh. Or walking around here spiritually dead, but they shall be spiritually alive. And everyone shall see it. They shall see the light of God on them. They shall see, in Jesus' name, the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, the kindness, the goodness, the gentleness, the faithfulness, and the self-control that you supply through your Holy Spirit, through us abiding in you, doing the work of abiding in you. You said, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. Except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. So in order to bear this fruit, you have to abide in Jesus. Jesus said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. I believe today that they want to abide in you, O God, that your child, who you have chosen, wants to abide in you. I pray that from this day forth, they will abide in you. They will seek you. They will seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Oh, hallelujah. They will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways. And they will give you glory in all things that they do, oh God, no matter how little it may seem. Roshataya, Shanda, Iko Rababasete. I thank you, God, right now that you're working all things together for their good because they love you and they are the called according to your purpose. For you have chosen them for the foundations of the world. Hallelujah. And I thank you that your child shall be all that you have called them to be. And when they ask them who they are, they shall say, I am a child of God, saved, forgiven, set free, redeemed. I am a child of the Most High God, and I'm on my way to the kingdom because of what Jesus has done for me. Who am I? I am God's elect. Hallelujah. I'm God's chosen. He chose me. He decided to choose me. Hallelujah. When the world counted me out, he decided to choose me. When the world sent me off and said I wouldn't be nothing, he decided to choose me. When the world put me away and cast me away, he chose me. Even in all the things I've done wrong, he still decided to choose me. Hallelujah. And it may seem strange to you, but it's because he uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Hallelujah. So we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. They're not going to understand you because they don't know the God that lives on the inside of you. But you keep showing the love of God. You keep showing up for Jesus and giving him the glory in all things. And watch what he does in your life. I speak blessings over you, blessings that you may not have room enough to receive. Blessing, the blessing of the Lord. That maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. You shall be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. Blessed in the city and blessed in the field. As you deny yourself, take up your cross and follow Jesus. He will make you fishers of men. In Jesus' name. He will make you fruitful in all that you do. Jesus loves you so much. He loves you so much. In Jesus' name. And there's nothing that the devil can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. He loves you. I want you to say right here, Jesus loves me. Go ahead and speak it. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am loved because Jesus loves me. The world don't gotta love me if they don't want to. Hallelujah. But I'm going to keep showing them the love of God. You got to know who you are and what you stand for. In Jesus' name. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves me. Yes. God bless you. God keep you. God make his face to shine upon you. And God be gracious unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. And your family. And your children. And their children. And their children. It's for his truth. Shall endure to all generations. Hallelujah. So your faithfulness now, in Jesus' name, will fall on the generations to come after you. We give God the praise for it being so. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. Psalm 19, verse 14, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Give God some praise right there. Give him some praise right there. Give him glory, honor, magnify his holy name for what he is doing in your life. In Jesus' name, for he is surely making the crooked places straight. And he is surely working all things together for your good. Jesus loves you. The Bible does tell you so. In Jesus' name. And people of God, I love you. In Jesus' name, God loves you. And until next time, Lord's will, we'll be back on Friday. I will let you know what time we'll be back on Friday. I'm closer to that time, okay? So just be on the lookout. But I thank you so much for being here. In Jesus' name, I thank you so much for being here. In Jesus' name, you are a blessing to me. Hallelujah. And I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God. Thank God for my mom. In Jesus' name, I thank, yes, Friday to be announced. I thank God for my mom, my grandma that comes on, a nanny, she comes on very, very frequently. In Jesus' name, I thank God for my spiritual mother, Co-Pastor Lula Dixon, who comes on very frequently as well. I just thank God for all of my people, my spiritual father, my God dad, Bishop Cavish J. Boggs. I thank God for him and everyone that comes on, Evangelist Erie Washington. I know he comes on sometimes as well. I thank God for each and every one of my people, my support system, in Jesus' name. My moderator on here on TikTok, Pink Love Chips, I thank God for her. In Jesus' name, she's such a blessing unto me. So I just thank God. Everyone that's praying for me, everyone that's, you know, just supporting me, I thank God for you. I appreciate you. I sent out a text today. I appreciate you. In Jesus' name, I appreciate you. I really do. I really do. Thank God for my church family. Everyone connected to me. I tell you, y'all, the Lord blessed me with the best. So I just thank God. God bless you, people of God. May the Spirit of the Lord go upon you. Everyone and everything connected to you. Have a blessed night. Perfect night. In Jesus' name.